This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about probably one of the most significant things you can get established in your Christian walk, in receiving from God, but in also in changing your life forever. It's beginning to understand how God does things and the means of doing it. And as you go through this, this is going to help you understand when people are not receiving from God, when you're not receiving from God, or when you want to receive something from God, when you want to change, this will help you to understand this. And we're here in Mark chapter 4. And again, our partners have made it possible for us to give you these materials absolutely free. In fact, our partners make it possible for us to be on the radio. Thank you, partners, for doing that. And so while it's available, I would go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and become a partner. No, excuse me, not become a partner. You can do that too. But take advantage of the free materials, okay? Get on there. Listen to it over and over again because you're important. And listen, hear these things all over. But now, as we go along here, he's told the parable of the sower. And then there's some people that stuck around and wanted to know, what are you talking about? It wasn't just the 12. It was though there were others around him with the 12. And so he begins to explain the parable. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? That is a significant statement. If you don't get this, how are you going to understand anything? So this is something you should major on, okay? And that's why we're majoring on it here now. The sower sows the word, okay? Now again, let me just say this. If you want anything, if you want to change, if you want better finances, if you want better health, if you want better relationships in your family, if you want anything in life that's good, the way to access it is to sow the word, okay? Not only that, if you really want lasting change in somebody else's life, the only real way is to sow the word. Now, so you're going to have to make preeminence about the Word of God. And this is the reason a lot of people do not receive from God. And it's strange how they blame Him for their lack of receiving, and yet He's the one that said the sower sows the Word. In other words, if you want something to receive something from Him, sow the Word. If you want healing, you need to sow the scriptures in regards to healing into yourself. Now, anyway, he goes on here and he says, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And I think this is important, that the word can be sown and it still not do anything. And people think that's not possible, but it actually, as you go along here, you can see where the word gets stolen. You can see where the word produces fruit and then people walk away. You can see where things enter in and choke the word. And that's not what's supposed to happen. And so Jesus is telling you, listen, if you want to receive, if you want to change, if you want things different in your life, if you want what the Father has purchased for you, you're going to have to sow the word. But it's not going to be enough to sow the word. You're going to have to fight for the word. And the first group we talked about last time was understanding, right? These are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, what is he talking about there? He's talking about they did not understand. We looked at that last time in Matthew 13, verse 18. They didn't understand it, and they didn't care that they didn't understood, and they just left. Now, there was a group of people who didn't understand but stayed around. Okay, so if you want to get out of group one, if you don't understand the word, press into understanding. Now, let's start, and we started to get in group two, and he says, these are the ones likewise by the word, sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves and so endure only for a time. afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. You know, I want to bring this up because this came up really strong in my heart. Notice what it says here. It says that these ones of the likewise, when the word is sown, when they hear. Then in verse 16 it says, likewise of the ones sown on stony ground, when they hear. It is not enough just to hear the word. It's not enough. You can't just hear it. Sometimes people put in stuff and say, well, you know, I've heard that. So what? Are you doing anything with it? And this is the reason it's funny as you go through this, because people think that God is picking winners and losers. Well, God blessed them with that, but he did this to them. And I think the best way to illustrate this, and this is a bit of a side journey, to me this is the other passage of Scripture that's probably one of the most significant. But just real quick, let's go over to Luke 6 in verse 46. And this is about, because a lot of times, for those of you, people can be in a couple different groups, right? First off, you don't even put any importance on the Word at all, right? You barely show up Sunday. You don't really read your Bible. Or if you read your Bible, you're reading 8 chapters a day and don't remember anything that you've read. That is not sowing the Word. So think about what it means to sow the word, right? It means that something got prepared. You stuck a hole in the ground. Then you stuck the seed down in the ground. Then you covered the ground. Then you covered it back up. And then you watered it. You fertilized it. That's what it means to sow it, right? Not just pass out a seed. Not just hear it. Now here in Luke 6, I don't think he wants me to teach on this exhaustively, but we'll see what happens here. Verse 46, he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Now, that's an interesting statement, right? Because I don't know about you, but I've called him Lord, Lord, and not done what he said. I'm just being honest. Then he goes on here in verse 47. He says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I'll show you to whom he's like. Now, remember, his question is, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? In other words, if I'm really your Lord, won't you listen to me? Won't you do what I say? And then he explains why he wants people to do what he says. I'll show you to whom he is like, the one that hears him and does what he says. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. And when he had heard and did nothing, like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately fell, and the ruin of the house was great. He asked a question. Now, Jesus is talking about in Mark 4 about the sower sows the word. So the word gets sown, right? That both of the two groups we've heard so far heard the exact same word. Now, here's the interesting thing. In Luke 6:46, both of these guys attend the same church. How do we know that? Because they both heard the same sayings. They both heard it. The exact same teaching. And one guy's house was destroyed and the other guy's house stood. And people go around and say, and again, let's kind of break it down. One guy's receiving from God, the other guy's not. And people say, well, you know, God just must favor him. Or let's say this guy's house got destroyed. God, that must have been the will of God. His house got destroyed. This guy's house stood. That must have been the will of God. That is bull. God is not picking winners and losers. He taught them both how to have a house that stood. And people say, well, his lordship didn't show up. Of course it didn't. You didn't do what the Lord said. When the guy whose house fell, he heard what the Lord said and then ignored the Lord, didn't do what the Lord said, and when the storm arose, he was destroyed. Okay? It wasn't God destroying him. It wasn't even, forgive me about this, it wasn't even the storm destroying him. People say, well, they always want to magnify the storm. Let me tell you what's happened to me. Let me tell you how bad this is. You're magnifying the storm, and you're magnifying something that doesn't even matter. Oh, no, you don't understand what I'm dealing with. I understand the storm hit both people. That's what I understand. I understand one person did what Jesus said and the storm had no power over him. I noticed that the other person did not do what Jesus said and he was destroyed. And Jesus didn't destroy him to say, don't you wish you'd have listened to me? That is not what happened. And so when we're talking about the sower sowing the word and people sitting around talking about, well, I don't understand why God won't help me. Are you doing what he said? And I don't mean the when you feel like it. This goes back to this group. Let's go back here to Mark chapter 4. They immediately receive it with gladness. They did it when they felt good about it. They did it when they were excited about it. Remember what it says of the other guy? He dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. One guy just built his house on sand. Let me ask you a question. How many of you know the guy who dug deep and dug the put the foundation on the rock? How many of you know that guy sweated? How many of you know that was more labor intensive to dig down rather than just put it on there? How many of you know that the guy who was digging to lay the foundation on the rock, there were days he probably didn't feel like digging, didn't feel like getting down to the rock? Are you hearing me? And his house, but yet he exerted all his effort, and what happens when the storm comes up? Nothing. But then there was another guy who when he didn't feel like digging, so he just flat didn't dig. And you want to know what? He immediately received with gladness and so endured only for a time. Afterward, when the storm came, when persecution arose for the word's sake, it says he stumbled in most translations. Other things it says he was offended. Because when you get offended, you will be made to stumble. Now, let me talk to the ministers out there for just a second. I want you to know that I'm believing with you for success in your ministry. I believe in you because Jesus believes in you. Listen, every month we have a monthly ministers meeting. It's normally the first Monday of the month. It changes sometime, but even now you can go on our website and on YouTube and read minister and search Kurt Owen Ministers Manna, and you can see messages that are specifically geared towards you ministers. Because I know that many of you have been out there sowing seed, and then people are blaming you because it seems like God's not coming through, and yet they're not doing what you're teaching. And so we just want to encourage you. There's people that believe in you, and we're grateful for your gift. We're grateful for the fact that you continue to sow the word, and we want to help you. Listen to these important announcements from Michael. And remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore?